Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
How about freaking liars? Oh, Mike, it's, you know why I listen to this? Because some people ask me, why do I listen to the news? Why do I take the news? Because I want to hear what they're saying, that's why, and I want to be able to respond to it. Because believe it or not, millions upon millions of people get their news still from the legacy media. That is why our friends at Newsbusters do a great job of trying to expose all this. I listen to it and I shake my head and I go, I got to correct that. Got to correct that for the record. Trump offered 10,000 National Guard troops for January 6th. They said no. Pelosi said no. The Sergeant-at-Arms of the Capitol, you know, he would go on to say that they were told no. He was specifically told no by the Speaker's office, that guy. And then the mayor of D.C. did not. And then when they finally put in, so the bottom line is this, the president learned his lesson. He learned his lesson with January 6th, and he learned his lesson with the Summer of Love in 2020 when doofus Tim Walz did nothing for 7 days and the entire city of Minneapolis was on fire and Minnesota was burning to the ground. And only then the president said enough is enough and sent in the National Guard. So I've said these people are so freaking liars, honestly. But welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. Just a reminder, we Cape May, we're a big live show coming up a week from Friday, June 20th at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be a banger. I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you come out and join us for that. And just mark your calendar now. Show's free. You don't need a ticket. Just come on by. We'll be in the fifth floor ballroom, beautiful view of the ocean. And the Republican nominee for governor of New Jersey will be on the show that day to talk about the battle plan going into November. Today is primary day. If you are a Jersey registered Republican or if you are unaffiliated and want to declare at the poll, you can do that as well. Then please go out and do that. Okay. And then we'll find out who the Democrats nominate. I have a feeling they're going to nominate a woman by the name of Mikey Sherrill. Mikey Sherrill is a lunatic member of Congress. I know that's just being redundant, but she pretends to be a moderate. That's her whole thing. She always has done that. If she gets the nomination today, it will be a harder fight, not an impossible fight. My prayer is that Ross Baraka gets nominated. Oh, please, Lord, let it be Ross Baraka. Please let it be Ross Baraka. He's the mayor of Newark, New Jersey. Not Newark, that's in Delaware. Newark. Newark, New Jersey. And he's the guy, if you remember, who got arrested because he was trespassing at the ICE facility, and then they dropped the charges against him, and he was so bummed when they dropped the charges. Because Ross Baraka, whose father was a black militant, like a Dr. Wolf O'Reilly broke this all down for us. Like a Black Panther extremist militant dude. Anyway, Ross Baraka, if he's the Democrat nominee, that is a cakewalk of cakewalks in November. We will bury that guy. Unfortunately, I don't think he's going to get the nomination. I thought he had a chance when he got arrested at ICE that day, but he's not talented enough and capable enough. Like Newsom, this is why I don't want him to get arrested. If Newsom gets arrested, he will parlay that into the 2028 nomination in a heartbeat because he's smooth and he's slick and he's smart and he knows how to play that stuff. Barack is a dope, which is why I'm praying, please, God, let him win the nomination today. Please, please. I'm obviously not going to, it's not a, I mean, it's, is it a real, it's a 100% real prayer. Yes. It really is. I would love that. There's a chance that a guy named Steve Sweeney could pull it out. He is a South Jersey guy who was defeated many years ago by Ed the Trucker Durr in the state Senate. Ed Durr is still a buddy of mine. He's got a book out, by the way. I highly recommend. I have it somewhere. Can't find it. But anyway, then the other thing is that this guy named Steve Phillip, who's the mayor of Jersey City, New Jersey, which is the second largest city in the state behind Newark, New Jersey, that he's got a lot of money behind him, and he could pull it out and become the Democrat nominee. But my money is on Jack Ciccarelli will become the Republican nominee, and I don't think it's going to be close. And then it'll probably be Mikey Sherrill by a hair, and then it'll be a fight to the finish in November. The good news is tomorrow we'll talk to Republican National Chairman Michael Whatley. He is going to invest in this race. He's going to invest in Jersey, and we can flip Jersey red, which will be a huge sign and a win for the president. Not only a win if his guy that he's nominated, Jack Ciccarelli, wins the primary today, that'll be a win for the president. And if not, it'll reflect poorly on the president. And then if Jack wins in November, it'll be a huge referendum on Ciccarelli, because New Jersey has a long storied history of voting for the opposite party of whoever is in the White House. Going back to Christine Todd Whitless, who's a disgrace, by the way. She's just the worst. Anyway, when Whitless was there, they had Bill Clinton was in the White House. So she got elected in 93. Remember Florio Free in 93. So she was a Republican who got elected, fake Republican. But at the time, they didn't really know that. And then when Chris Christie won as governor, that was when Barack Obama was in the White House. So New Jersey, and then when you had corrupt gay governor, Jim McGreevy, was governor. But nobody knew he was gay. Everybody knew he was corrupt. They didn't know he, and he didn't resign because he was gay, by the way. He resigned because he was corrupt. But anyway, McGreevy was elected governor when George H.W. Bush was in the White House. So you see, New Jersey has a pattern of doing the opposite. His royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, was elected when President Trump was in his first term. But this could be the time that they break that trend once and for all. There's only two races for governor this year in the entire country, New Jersey and Virginia. So it's going to be all eyes on that. And given the fact that Newark, New Jersey, is where this ICE detention center is, where that member of Congress was arrested for shoving ICE members, where the mayor of Newark was arrested for trespassing, it's going to be what a lot of people are talking about. And, you know, it's funny. I was talking to a buddy of mine who I've known for a long time in politics. He'll remain nameless. But I was saying, you know, what happens when, you know, the abuela gets deported? You know, the grandma mind her own business, right? How does that affect the New Jersey political race? And I don't think people care. Honestly, I really don't. I mean, I think people just want the deportations to go forward. They're not particularly, like, they're not cheering on necessarily the abuela in the kitchen who gets deported. But at the same time, they don't want it to stop. They want the deportations to go forward. Trump is polling very high on this issue. Yes, the focus is on criminals, but he said everybody is going to get deported if you're here illegally, unless you register on the app, voluntarily leave, and then you can come back. Otherwise, you are subject to deportation and then no ability to come back. And overwhelmingly, Americans, yeah, even in New Jersey, support that. The left will try with the sob stories. They'll try to find the abuela and say, oh, she was minding her own business and got deported. It'll turn out that she did something. I shoplifted a can of tomatoes or something, but it'll turn out she did something, but they'll ignore that. But I don't think it matters. I think overwhelmingly the majority of people are on the side of deportations. They're on the side of keeping dudes out of women's locker rooms and women's sports. They're on the side of having energy like natural gas and nuclear power, overwhelmingly on the side of these things. And what do the Democrats have? They're the opposite side of all those things. They're against deportations. They're against nuclear energy. They're against natural gas. And they're against, I mean, it's amazing to me, but they're actually like they're truly 100% against the kind of common sense stuff like keeping a dude from competing against your little girl on the swim team. And they're against that. They're against stopping that biological boy from being on that team. And they're against parents having the right to know if Johnny shows up to school and says, hey, I'm Susie today. Parents can't know that. I mean, it's not a state law, but people think it is, but it's up to the district. And the Democrats have no problem with that. In fact, they want to keep parents in the dark. That's their policy position on the issue. So on the issues, the Republicans are clearly on the right side of literally every issue. There's no issue that Democrats are right on. Not one. Not the stupid plastic bag ban. You know what I did the other day, by the way? So I was cleaning out my Jeep because I had to go to the dump. I love going to the dump. Makes me feel like a man. It's one of those things I just love to do. You know what I mean? I put the seats down. We cleaned out the basement and all this junk. I loaded up the Jeep and I drove to the dump and I'm just hauling trash bags. And yeah, there's a meme there to be created. I'm sure that Minnie or Newman Price is already on it. But there I am hauling trash into the dump, lifting these bags up by myself, waiting to tear a rotator cuff or something. And then I threw away, because we had like 42 of them, those quote unquote reusable plastic bags. So guess where they're all going? The landfill. You know why? Because you can't recycle them. And they take about, I think, 750 years to decompose, to break down, like longer than styrofoam. Remember the whole styrofoam scare? I remember this. Styrofoam takes thousands of years to decompose. Don't use styrofoam. That was a lie. But these plastic bags and how they're made, they have so much plastic in them to make them, these reusable bags, so much plastic in them, then they'd never break down, and then they end up in landfills. It's stupid. But the Democrats are still on the side of banning single-use plastic bags. So like a jerk, I go to the Wegmans the other day. I don't have my bags with me because I threw them all out. I have one cooler bag, one big cooler bag that'll keep stuff cool. And I left it at home by mistake. What do I do? Do I buy another bag? Hell no. I'm carrying this stuff in my hands like this. I run out to the car. I throw it all in the back. And then, you know, I leave. That's what I do. But they don't know if I'm stealing it or not. I mean, I'm not, but, you know, they don't know that. But that's part of the issue. But Democrats are on the wrong side of literally every issue. There's not one issue they're right on. They want to raise taxes. They want more regulations. They want fees for everything. And if they had their way, those wind turbines off the Jersey Shore would be happening. They would be underway right now. If Kamala Harris were president, when we went to Cape May on June 20th, we'd be watching them construct these things. They would be going. Now, thank God, we don't have to worry about it. And we can see whales and dolphins again. Because Cape May's got great whale watching. And you'll be able to see the whales and not dead floating up on a beach, but actually swimming like whales should be doing. Not dead on a beach like they were. That's what was happening in Jersey because of the freaking windmills. So Democrats are wrong on every issue, locally, nationally, everywhere, across the board. You know, somebody asked me one time, they said, what's a local issue? How do you do local stories versus national stories? I don't know what that means. I said, all I know is if a story is interesting, I'll do it. But what I've found is that whether it's on the local level or the national level, Democrats are on the wrong side of it. It doesn't matter. They're on the wrong side of it. And my buddy Melissa just sent this to me a few moments ago. You know, on Saturday in Philadelphia, they're having their No Kings Day, or whatever the hell this was. They're calling it No Kings. And it's a whole organized effort. The president today in the Oval Office made the point of saying that what you're seeing in L.A. is organized. It's paid for. It's not organic. There are people behind this. They had people showing up with tools to crack the sidewalks open and the curbs to use them as weapons. They had a guy going around spontaneously handing out, I think, like gas masks or something like that. Just, you know, spontaneously just driving around handing out gas masks to people in L.A. Right. NoKings.org, which is now this movement. In America, we don't do kings. They've defied our courts. Deported Americans. Deported Americans? Who's been deported? You can't deport an American. By definition, you can't. Disappeared people off the streets. Disappeared people off the streets? What does that even mean? I don't even know that's grammatically correct. Attacked our civil rights and slashed our services. The corruption has gone too far. No thrones, no crowns, no kings. On June 14th, we rise up. Host an event. Then there's a host toolkit. Find an event near you on a map below. And then there, all across the country, there's all of these spontaneous protests that are going to be happening starting on the 14th. And there's, I'm counting like, I don't know, maybe 100, 200 different dots of where these things are taking place spontaneously, organically, all across the country. There's the Disappeared in America mass call, not a mass, like a church mass, obviously, but a mass call. President Trump thinks he can disappear people. Join us for a mass organizing call to learn why this moment matters. No King's Day Town Hall on Tuesday, June 10th at 6 p.m. Ooh, maybe we'll join. Hey, with AFT President Randy Weingarten, the troll under the bridge. Ah, kids, give me your milk money. That's tonight at 6. Maybe we should dial in. I don't know. Why not? Let's dial in. Listen, Know Your Rights training on Tuesday, June 10th. This training will prepare you to show up safely and confidently so that this nonviolent action, whether you're marching, rallying, or supporting from the sidelines, or peacefully protesting by blowing up police cars, you'll learn to protect yourself, your community, and stand up for your rights. And then it's all in Spanish, too. And then there's a bunch of other things, too. You can spread the word. They have social media, Blue Sky. They have all of this. And who the hell's paying for this? No idea. Because there's no paid for on it. There's no paid for label. There's partners. There's trainings. There's a toolkit. There's all this other stuff. Who are some of their partners? Let's see. Partners. Oh, they got a lot of them. The ACLU, Americans United. Let's see. There's a lot of these lefty groups. I wonder who's behind all this. I wonder who's behind People for the American Way. Patriotic Millionaires. Who's that? Roots Action, the Seneca Project, blah, 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 blah. Working Families Power. A whole bunch of different groups. I wonder if Open Secrets is on here. Let's see, do I see Open Secrets? No, but you know, they send money to all these various different groups anyway. So One Fair Wage. And then they have their different events. So why don't we host an event, shall we? Let's see. The No Kings Host Toolkit, if you'd like to do this on No Kings Day coming up. State of play, why we're mobilizing, hosting your own No Kings mobilization, what to know before you host, the mobilization tactics. Let's see. How do we see the No Kings mobilization tactics? March, rally, visibility action, chants, get your banners, plan your chants. Okay. Well, we'll talk more about that as the show goes on today. But the president said, you know, this is nothing that is organic, nothing like that. It's just not happening. This is not the kind of thing that you see that just happens. And, you know, that's the truth. And the president is right when he says that. This is absolutely 100% paid for, funded by the president. I mean, by the president, by the opposition to the president. Very powerful people. And they want to do everything they possibly can to cause violence in the streets. It's what they're doing. They want to do this, and this is what makes them happy. President's going to speak soon from Fort Bragg, by the way. We'll take it live for you when he starts to speak. Oh, and my favorite line today was when he talked about World War II. I love this. This is cut number 6, the president today, about why we're doing that military parade coming up on June 14th on Flag Day. So while the left is doing their No Kings Kooky Day, their day of action, we'll be doing Flag Day to celebrate our military and to celebrate the fact that we defeated the ultimate evil in the world, the Nazis and their buddies, the Japanese Empire, the Empire of Japan. And we won the war and we won freedom for the world. And this is the president, cut number 6.
Recently, as you know, with World War II, the victory of World War II, I called up France and they were celebrating the victory. Well, we helped them a lot, as you know. I don't have to get into that. But I called up other countries. They're all celebrating the victory. We're the only country that didn't celebrate the victory. And we're the one that won the war. Okay. If it wasn't for us, that war, you would be speaking German right now. Okay. We won the war. And you might be speaking Japanese, too. I mean, you might be speaking a combination of both. We won the war. And we're the only country that didn't celebrate it. And we're going to be celebrating big on Saturday. We're going to have a lot of, and if there's any protester that wants to come out, they will be met with very big force. By the way, for those people that want to protest, they're going to be met with very big force. And I haven't even heard about a protest, but, you know, this is people that hate our country.
You might be speaking German, Japanese, or maybe a combo of both. I love that, by the way. It's my favorite clip of the day. He's absolutely right. I feel like that was in the movie Stripes. I'm not quite sure. I think it was. I think there's a scene where Bill Murray goes, you'd all be speaking German right now if it wasn't for us. But it's been a while since I've seen Stripes. At least sober anyway. But so we'll talk more about that as the show goes on. But he's right. And we should celebrate. Why don't we celebrate? It's like Pride Month should be the pride of us winning World War II. That's what I think. It should be the pride of D-Day and the pride of us defeating the Nazis and winning World War II. Like, there is this effort underway to try to redefine what World War II is about. We didn't just defeat the Germans. We defeated the Nazis. I think that's an important point that should not be lost on anybody. And this is why when the president said to the German chancellor, D-Day was not a good day for you. Good. I'm glad he said that. I want the world to remember that Germany was behind this and that, yeah, it's easy to say, well, yeah, but those were the Nazis. Yeah, but they were still the Germans. And the Nazis were that was the political party in Germany. So they were in control of the country, but it wasn't like they were using mind control. So I'm glad the president said that. I think it was good of him to remind the German prime minister, premier, whatever the guy is, you know, Freddie. It's good to remind him of that. We won and we should win and we should brag about that fact because we didn't just win a war. We liberated the world from Adolf Hitler because that guy was determined to conquer the entire world. He was not going to stop. He was never going to stop. They had a 1,000-year plan for the 1,000-year Reich. And if that guy had a chance to get his hands on nukes or atomic weapons, he would have used them in a heartbeat. Absolutely. No doubt about it. So good. I'm glad they're doing the military parade. There's nothing wrong with it. And it's something to celebrate. Just like every 4th of July parade, when you see military trucks and vehicles go by. So what? Good. Like, great. What? It's not like they're occupying our houses. It's not like the military parade. And then as part of that, they're getting rid of Article 3 of the Constitution. And they're going to start quartering troops at our homes. Like, it's just a freaking parade. Relax. It's just a parade. But everybody's got to make everything about authoritarianism and totalitarianism. And oh, my God, what's next? What's next? Nothing. They go home. The parade ends. The kids have cotton candy and popcorn and whatever parade foods you like. I don't know. And then the parade ends. And then everybody cleans up the streets, which are usually a freaking mess. At least in Philly, they are. And then they clean up. And then everybody goes back to their lives. It's usually how parades work. Whether it's the Mummers, whether it's the military parade, a 4th of July parade, whatever it is. Even the little pride parades they do. Same thing. Got to clean up when it's done, and then it's over. But they're acting as if the military parade concludes with the president saying that the Article 3 of the Constitution, or I should say the Third Amendment, excuse me, no longer applies. We are now allowed to quarter troops in your homes. And we are doing that now, so open up a room. So silly. Honestly, we're truly the dumbest time ever. And what would a combination of German and Japanese be anyway? I'm trying to figure that out. What would that combo sound like? I can't do that accent on the air because I'd get in real trouble. Not for the German one, but for the Japanese one. I'd get in trouble for that. But what would it sound like is my question. Maybe somebody can ask Grok. All right, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Top story of the day sponsored by Dr. Mike Veneria of Veneria Dental. With Dr. Mike, it's not about cost, it's about care. And yes, my three children, all of them, went to see Dr. Mike yesterday at Veneria Dental. That's right, Patrick, Claire, and Reagan all had their checkups yesterday with Dr. Mike. So if he's good enough for my family, he's good enough for yours, go to VeneriaDental.com, VeneriaDental.com. We're coming right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Thunderstruck by AC/DC is playing for those watching on the YouTube stream who can't hear the music because we can't figure that whole thing out because of copyright issues. Whatever, but the bottom line is this. Just know Thunderstruck is a great song, and that's what we're rocking to right now. We're going to do that, and I'm going to talk over it for a minute, and I'll go stop, but not that's not a real stop. That's a tease stop, and then we'll go, I'll say stop for real, not right the second, and then we'll get going in the segment. But I like return music. Fires me up. It pumps me up, baby. And I'm fired up today. We're firing on all cylinders. Stop. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. So, the president was asked about invoking the Insurrection Act in Los Angeles. All right. It's funny because, you know, the left loves the I word. Don't they? They love the I word insurrection. They do. They love it. It's a word that turns them on. I do. I think it literally turns them on. So anyway, here's what the president said regarding that. Let's start with cut number one. He was in the Oval Office a little bit earlier today. He's realigning FEMA, by the way, to take it away from the federal control and turn it over to the states, which is smart. And as the president pointed out, with the restructuring of FEMA, it's going to be up to the governors. And if the governor can't do the job, if the governor can't do a good job, then the governor probably shouldn't be governor. Not that complicated. Governor can't do a good job with FEMA, probably shouldn't be governor. Just saying. Anyway, here's Trump cut number one.
If there's an insurrection, I would certainly invoke it. We'll see. But I can tell you last night was terrible. The night before that was terrible. We have, as you've seen, it was on most of your networks, people with big, heavy hammers pounding the concrete and pounding curbs, pounding it, breaking up, and handing these big chunks of concrete to people. And they were taking that concrete, going up on bridges and dropping it into the roof of a car. They were throwing it at our police. They were throwing it at our soldiers that are there. And we got it stopped, and we have them in custody right now. Look, if we didn't get involved right now, Los Angeles would be burning, just like it was burning a number of months ago with all the houses that were lost. Los Angeles right now would be on fire, and we have it in great shape. I'm not playing around.
How will you determine whether or not there is an insurrection?
Well, you take a look at what's happening. I mean, I could tell you there are certain areas of that, of Los Angeles, that you could have called it an insurrection. It was terrible. But these are paid insurrectionists. These are paid troublemakers. They get money. And when you take a look at what they do, where they show up and everyone's saying, what's he doing? He's pounding the curbs. This one guy's pounding the curb, breaking the curb, and handing big pieces of granite, in some cases it's granite and concrete, to other people, and they're running out with it, and then we watch the other people, and they try and throw it into the face of the soldiers, throw it into the face of the police, and they hurt some people very badly. They go up on bridges, they drop it down on the cars as the cars are moving. They're not breaking the curb because they're doing a demolition service. They're breaking it to hand out to people as a weapon. That's bad.
It's
bad stuff. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, it's crazy. And obviously, these are paid. I mean, I just this No Kings Day that's coming up. It's completely organized up and down the line. It'll be chaos in Philadelphia. They want chaos is what the left wants. The left wants chaos. They love it. They thrive on it. They feed on it. Now, Terry Moran was saying that Stephen Miller eats his hate or feeds on hate or whatever he said. I don't know. But the left feeds on chaos. It's what they do. They absolutely do. No doubt about it. Now, he said, you know, I've been here before and I went right by every rule on deploying the National Guard. And now we got to do it faster. It's funny because there's all these people keep saying the I word insurrection. And this is cue up cut number three here. I keep thinking about January 6th and how the president offered up 10,000 National Guard and they didn't want him. And then now they blame him for not sending the National Guard in sooner, but it takes a minute to get them rolling. It takes a minute. That's why he was asking if they wanted the National Guard there days before January the 6th. But the corporate legacy media hits him on not having the guard. I instantly show up like they're Superman and they can just run into a phone booth and come out and show up and start dealing with people rioting on the steps of the United States Capitol. That's not how it works. Anyway, he's learned his lessons regarding that and the Summer of Love, cut three.
You have to remember, I've been here before, and I went right by every rule, and I waited for governors to say, send in the National Guard. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it, and they just wouldn't do it. It kept going on and on, got worse and worse. And in Minneapolis, that city was burning down for 7 days, and I said, I don't care. The governor, who's a governor that just happened to be running for vice president, a total, you talk about an incompetent governor, he's an incompetent person, that he was picked. Well, I was actually very happy he was picked for other reasons. But this guy wouldn't call the National Guard. And we ultimately just sent in the National Guard. We stopped it. But that was after 7 days. And I said to myself, if that stuff happens again, we've got to make faster decisions because they don't want to do it. The radical left, it's usually radical left, and it's usually governors that are Democrat, and they don't want to call them in. They don't want to save lives. They don't want to save property. They don't want to call them in. I don't know what it is. We sent them in, not early. We sent them in late, as far as I'm concerned. But big problems, as you know, three nights ago, big problems were ensuing. If we didn't send in the National Guard quickly, right now, Los Angeles would be burning to the ground.
So I have a clip of President Dwight Eisenhower when he sent in the National Guard, when the Little Rock school desegregation was happening and there was craziness and chaos. And it's funny because yesterday Bernie Sanders was yelling about Normandy and how we fought tyranny in Normandy. And now the president, by sending in the National Guard in California, is somehow the opposite of what we were trying to achieve on D-Day. And DeSantis, actually find that clip for me, if you could, of Bernie from yesterday. Because I think it's worth replaying. But this is what General Dwight Eisenhower, the supreme Allied commander, the man who was the architect of Operation Overlord D-Day, who would then go on to say, if it fails, this is all on me. It's all on me. Anyway, that man would become president, serve two terms in office. And when the courts ruled that separate but equal is unconstitutional, when schools had to be integrated, and when there was chaos, when there was violence in Little Rock, Arkansas, the president didn't hesitate. He sent in the National Guard, and nobody criticized him for doing so. This is a clip of that. Take a listen.
Images of violence showing Little Rock in a state of crisis made headlines worldwide. President Eisenhower took immediate action.
Extreme situation has been created in Little Rock. This challenge must be met, and with such measures as will preserve to the people as a whole their lawfully protected rights in a climate permitting their free and fair exercise. In the present case, the troops are there pursuant to law solely for the purpose of preventing interference with the orders of the court.
See that? Because the state was trying to block the orders of the court, which was to integrate the schools after the Brown v. Board of Education decision came down. Now, does Bernie think that that's authoritarianism? Do you have that clip, Matt? Can we play that from yesterday?
Yeah, I'm loading it right now.
It's just ironic that he's screaming about D-Day and Dwight Eisenhower was, I mean, that move of sending the National Guard to Little Rock was probably one of the most consequential historic moments in American history. Had to be done, right thing to do. And yet here's Bernie comparing what Trump's doing right now to, well, whatever the hell he's saying. Go ahead.
Is your response to the fact that the president has ordered 2,000 National Guard troops to California?
Look, Donna, we have a president who was moving this country rapidly into authoritarianism. This guy wants all of the power. He does not believe in the Constitution. He does not believe in the rule of law. We just celebrated a few days ago, June 6th, the American landing at Normandy, mm-hmm. where to begin the invasion of Europe to defeat fascism and Nazism. Those guys died. They gave up their lives to defend democracy, not to have an all-powerful ruler in the United States of America.
What is your...
So, let's understand, Bernie's point here is that what Dwight Eisenhower did, the Supreme Commander of the Allied Forces heading into Operation Overlord, what Bernie Sanders was doing or saying about Dwight Eisenhower, because that's what he's saying about Trump, I mean, because it's the federal government coming in there to stop the state from blocking the courts. In this case, Trump is sending the National Guard to stop the state from failing to protect federal law enforcement officers who are doing their duty and doing their job as per the law. But I don't know. It's just the whole fascism, statism, totalitarianism, screaming about all that. It's getting really tiring. And people see through this crap. They really, really do. People see through this. And here's the president talking about his recent conversation with Gavin Newsom. Cut number two.
Hey, Mr. President, when is the last time you spoke with Governor Newsom?
A day ago. Called him up to tell him got to do a better job. He's doing a bad job, causing a lot of death and a lot of potential death. If we didn't send out the National Guard, and last night we gave him a little additional help, you would have Los Angeles would be burning right now. Los Angeles would be not a lot different than what you saw take place in California and Los Angeles just a little while ago. And, you know, you got to remember, we have the Olympics coming. And we don't want people looking at Los Angeles like it was, like it would have been. It would have been bad. Last night, they had total control. If we didn't have the military in there, the National Guard, and then we also sent in some Marines. We had some bad people. We have people, they look in your face and they spit right in your face. They're animals. And these are paid insurrectionists. These are paid troublemakers. They're agitators. They're paid. Do you think somebody walks up to a curb and starts hammering pieces out, has all the equipment necessary, and starts handing it out to people to use as a weapon? These are paid insurrectionists or agitators or troublemakers. You can call it whatever you want. And we ended it, and we have in custody some very bad people. Some very bad people.
Mr. President.
Did you see the guy throwing the rocks at the police cars as they went by and crushing their windows and endangering our police? We're not going to let that happen.
Yeah, we're not going to let that happen. Good. Don't let it happen. Don't let it happen because it can't happen. Just one more time for me, if you could, Justin, play President Dwight Eisenhower talking about sending in the National Guard in Little Rock, Arkansas. Go ahead.
Images of violence showing Little Rock in a state of crisis made headlines worldwide. President Eisenhower took immediate action.
Extreme situation has been created in Little Rock. This challenge must be met, and with such measures as will preserve to the people as a whole their lawfully protected rights in a climate permitting their free and fair exercise. In the present case, the troops are there pursuant to law solely for the purpose of preventing interference with the orders of the court.
So, in other words, the state was trying to block the Supreme Court's ruling, and the president said, I've taken an oath to take care of that the laws are faithfully executed. The Democrats were the ones doing it, obviously. Eisenhower was a Republican. But it would just be interesting. I'm sure the Democrats back then were saying that this guy was a tyrant, sending in the National Guard to ensure that the laws were faithfully executed as per his constitutional requirement under Article 2 of the Constitution to take care that the laws are faithfully executed. But I'm sure there were lots of Democrats calling him a tyrant back then. I don't know what else to say. I mean, he did it. LBJ did it. Kennedy did it. George H.W. Bush did it when L.A. was on fire after the O.J. Simpson, or I'm sorry, the Rodney King verdict came in. L.A. was on fire. The president called in the National Guard. The National Guard is not just for hurricanes and wildfires. Anyway, so yes, my kids yesterday, they all went to see Dr. Mike Venaria, all three of them. Bridget brought the three of them in for a checkup. They had a great visit. Reagan came home. She said, I saw Dr. Mike. He's a great guy. And when Mama Zioli first discovered him for our family, I knew that he was the real deal because he's a terrific guy, recognized by his peers as a master of complex, masterful dentistry. Dr. Mike was there, saw my kids yesterday. He's there all the time. I mean, this is the thing, you know, he's so good. Other dentists send their patients to Dr. Mike for the really complicated dental procedures like dental implants. So say you need an implant, you have a tooth missing, anything complicated like that. Maybe you've gotten a second opinion. You've gotten an estimate. Get a second opinion with Dr. Mike. He's worth making the drive. He's got two locations in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. They're both right over the bridge. So he's worth coming from Pennsylvania, Delaware, wherever you are. You don't want to go to the closest dentist. You want to go to the best. And you want to avoid these chain dental offices. They're all about making money. Dr. Mike, an area dental, it's all about care. That's the difference. That's why everybody, and I mean everybody that I've ever sent there, has said, Rich, thank you. He is the best. You'll love the music in the office. You'll love the people in the office. Great team dedicated to your care. And look, this is smile season. I don't know. To me, it's like I think about summer vacations and weddings and all the other stuff. You need a lot of pictures. So make sure your smile is picture ready by going to VanariaDental.com. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For those about to rock, we salute you. For those listening to the show, we salute you. Whether you're listening live, whether you're listening on the Odyssey app, whether you're listening on the podcast, we salute you. And I'm excited that in the process of getting the Zioli podcast, mine, separate from the show, up and rolling again in a couple weeks, doing some legwork around. More to come on that. Also excited that we'll be at the Grand Hotel at Cape May on June 20th. So I'm excited for that. I want you to join us for that. Make sure you mark your calendar. It's a week from Friday. Father's Day weekend is here. It's crazy. And if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can get tickets to see the new Superman movie. They're having an early screening on July 8th. Did I do that? Yes, I did. Bought two tickets. I'm going to take my daughter. So my wife and kids are going to be up in Tupper Lake visiting her parents. I can't go because they hate me because of Trump. No, I'm kidding. Schedule wise, I can only go for a couple days, but Claire has to be back for her theater camp. She can't miss it. So anyway, so me and my daughter are going to be hanging out for a couple days and having a little daddy time. She'll probably come up to New York with me for Fox News if there's a hit. And she's into Superman now, which is cool because she's almost 9. And yeah, I mean, I got tickets for me and Patrick to see it too on a different date. Well, as soon as they come on sale anyway. But I was like, yeah. And she watched Superman, the original with Christopher Reeve with my parents. And she loved it. And then she wanted to watch Superman 2. We watched it. She loved it. I did not dare play Superman 3 or Superman 4, The Quest for Peace, which I don't think I've ever even seen. And I just skipped all the others, like all the dumb. I mean, Man of Steel was but anyway, so we're going to see this. She'll be excited. I'll take her out to dinner, have a little daddy-daughter date. And I'm fired up because, you know, typically I'd have to go see a princess movie. And the whole time thinking, how can I pull the fire alarm and get out of this theater? But this time, but she wants to see Superman. I'm like, yes, it's great. And why not, right? So anyway, we'll do that. But if you're Amazon Prime member, you want to get tickets. It's July 8th is the early screening, and they just went on sale. So I saw that pop up, and I went, cool. All right, very nice. We got a big show coming up. Guy Reschenthaler, Congressman Guy Reschenthaler, is going to be on the show. We're going to talk about the one big, beautiful bill. Remember that? That's still happening. Plus the ICE raids, plus everything else. He's going to join us. Andy McCarthy is going to be here. Yes, the president is absolutely within his authority to call up the National Guard. No question about it. And we're going to wait and listen to the president, who's going to be speaking at Fort Bragg very, very soon. So a lot to get to as we continue along the show here today. But I'm really excited about Tri-County Auto. I'm really excited that they are our new sponsor. I'm honored that they have joined the Zioli Show. And this is where you want to go to get your American car, baby. American pride, Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and employee pricing for everyone all month long. Employee pricing all month long on every vehicle. Isn't that great? Absolutely, it's great. It's outstanding is what it is. Brian Krieger and his team, wonderful people. Brian's wife, Cheryl, fantastic person. And they have their Jeep Tops Off sales event. So you can lease a 2025 Jeep Compass for only Jeep Compass Limited for only $420 a month for 42 months. Or check out a new 2025 Ram 1500 Bighorn and lease for $459 a month for 42 months. So hurry in. These offers will not last long. Stop into their showroom today or visit them at tricounty.com to see more. Now, they're right off of Route 422, easy to get to. Limerick, Pottstown, Downingtown, Collegeville, all easy to get to. And just go online, tricounty.com, and take a look. You'll love that you're supporting a local family-owned dealership. You'll love the pride of driving American, and you'll love the fact that they are supporting this show. That's Tri-County Auto, Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Employee pricing for all. Tricounty.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.